Nolte, Woke Disney Has One Win, Five Losses at 2023 Box Office. By John Nolte on August 17, 2023. The Walt Disney Company has one win and five losses at the box office so far this year, and the rest of the year is looking equally dismal. Here is the Disney Grooming Institute's 2023 release schedule. 1. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, May 5. 2. The Little Mermaid, May 6. 3. The Boogeyman, June 2. 4. Elemental, June 16. 5. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, June 30. 6. Haunted Mansion, July 28. 7. A Haunting in Venice, September 15. 8. The Marvels, November 10. 9. Next Goal Wins, November 17. 10. Wish, November 22. The first six have already been released. Five of those six have either underperformed or bombed outright. The only movie that came close to being a hit is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Here are the estimated production and promotion budgets along with the worldwide box office. 1. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, $350 million, $845 million. 2. The Little Mermaid – $300 million, $568 million. 3. The Boogeyman, $60 million, $67 million. 4. Elemental – $275 million, $445 million. 5. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny – $400 million, $375 million. 6. Haunted Mansion – $200 million, $78 million. Remember, the rule of thumb is that a movie has to earn back double its costs just to break even, and theaters take about 50% of the gross. Also, even before Dial of Kathleen Kennedy Must Be Fired and Haunted Mansion ranked, it was estimated Disney had already lost nearly $900 million on its box office bombs. Also, this comes after the box office disasters of 2022, Lightyear, Strange World, not to mention the underperformance of Thor, Love and Thunder and the Black Panther sequel. Disney's next big hope is female-led The Marvels, a sequel to Captain Marvel. The only reason Captain Marvel topped $1 billion was its proximity to Avengers, Endgame. The Marvels is coming on the heels of the disappointing Disney Plus show Ms. Marvel, which is part of the movie, at a time when moviegoers are losing interest in the woke phase of Marvel, and the Marvels probably cost a fortune. Wish, an animated offering, hits theaters in November on the heels of one animated Disney flop after another. Well, I'm sure Wish is full of drag queens, homosexuality, and transsexuals, a little something to groom your kid during the holiday season. Finally, the Disney Grooming Syndicate streaming service Disney Plus spent more than $200 million this year to produce six episodes of Marvel's Secret Invasion, which starred Samuel L. Jackson. It tanked. Better still, Disney Plus is losing subscribers and billions of dollars. I don't know, I'm no studio executive, but maybe the Disney Grooming Syndicate should worry less about identity politics, grooming little kids with sexual fetishes, and its left-wing agenda and more about entertaining the masses. Just an idea. That philosophy only succeeded for about 100 years. But what do I know? I'm just a normal guy who lives in the mountains.